Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Hello, I'm Tom Standage, host of The World Ahead, the podcast from The Economist that explores the future. Over 8 weekly episodes, starting on November the 28th, I'll be talking to Economist journalists and special guests to get expert insights into the year ahead. We'll explore critical themes from soaring inflation and the impact of the war in Ukraine to chaos in the energy markets and China's uncertain post-pandemic path. Topics include, has China peaked? What does the war in Ukraine mean for the fight against climate change? How will economies cope with looming recession? Will passwords be replaced by pass keys? And just how exactly do forecasters predict the future? Join us to sharpen your foresight with The World Ahead from The Economist. Start listening on your podcast app.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
As you're all aware, I am on a bit of a, for lack of a better word, a jihad. A jihad to save our rights. A jihad to stop the federal government from abusing we, the people, which it has been doing. The Twitter files have been a treasure trove of information and data showing that your government is working to suppress your freedoms. The freedom to discuss your medical options, the freedom to discuss alternatives from the medical community, freedom to talk about stories out there that might reflect against Democrats. They're out there. This suppression is being revealed, but you know what? The Twitter files may be obscuring stuff we already knew, and it's something I want to just refresh in your minds. Because back in October, we had it verified through a lawsuit that big tech was conspiring with the federal government to silence your free speech and discussions about medicine. And it was because of this Missouri v. Biden case. Miranda Devine wrote about this back in October in the New York Post. Little noticed federal lawsuit, Missouri versus Biden, is uncovering astonishing evidence of an entrenched censorship scheme cooked up between the federal government and big tech that would make communist China proud. This is, folks, it's fine for private companies to censor. Now, it isn't fine for them to censor without giving you the heads up that this is what they're going to be doing, that there's truth in advertising. But the problem here isn't so much with big tech. Big tech, you have somewhat a choice as long as there's legitimate competition out there. But with a government, man, you're stuck. You've only got one government, sadly, because this government has been working incredibly hard to steal your rights. So Miranda Devine continues. So far, 67 officials or agencies, including the FBI, have been accused in a lawsuit of violating the First Amendment by pressuring Facebook, Twitter, and Google to censor users for alleged misinformation or disinformation. Let me just stop right there. Misinformation and disinformation is 100% protected speech. 100%. You can get out there and say, if you are a 5-foot-tall Chinaman, you can get out there and say, I am a 7-foot-tall black man. It's a demonstrable lie, but you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to give the misinformation. Victims of the Biden big tech censorship enterprise include the Post, the New York Post, whose Hunter Biden laptop expose was suppressed by Facebook and Twitter in October of 2020 after the FBI went to Facebook, warning it with great specificity to watch out for a, quote, dump of Russian disinformation pertaining to Joe Biden with an uncanny resemblance to the New York Post stories. Folks, this was a setup. This was a setup and plausible deniability for the big tech oligarchs. But the FBI knows just how crooked Joe Biden is. The intelligence officials know just how crooked Hunter Biden is, and that they've sold us up the river. And they preferred the traitors over Donald Trump. Now, I don't know what the motivation behind the FBI, the CIA, these operatives inside of government, 67 officials or agencies being named, including the FBI. I don't know what their motivation is. Whether they honestly or earnestly believe that Trump was a threat, shouldn't matter. They're not allowed to do what they're doing. Or perhaps those agencies have also been compromised by communist China. I think we ought to be looking into it. Quote, we allege that top-ranking Biden administration officials colluded with those social media companies to suppress speech about the Hunter Biden laptop story, the origins of the China virus, the efficacy of masks, and election integrity, is how the lawsuit was summarized by intrepid Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who is leading the action. So it's, I believe this is Missouri and Louisiana both teaming up. And boy, some of the stuff coming out about His Eminence Dr. Fauci, that's right, Dr. Fauci and what he suppressed using his high-paid salary and his government agency, that's going to be a point of discussion for my next guest and me on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
As you all know, the more data we gather, the more information we get about suppression of free speech, about what was really going on with the China virus and the rollout of the vaccines, the darker picture that is painted. And those of us who were erring on the side of freedom and liberty are proven to be correct once again. So I want to bring on somebody to update their situation. Jennifer Bridges is a registered nurse. She was one of 400 people fired from Houston Methodist on June 22nd. Her crime, what got her fired, was the fact that she refused to take the China virus jab. Now, she is suing the hospital, so we're going to get into that here in a minute, but I want to welcome back Jennifer Bridges. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Pleasure is all mine. Now, I want to get to your fundraiser here in a minute, but I have a couple other things I want to go over with you, okay?
Absolutely.
More employers are finding themselves on the other side of lawsuits, even since you filed your lawsuit. More and more and more people are piling on. Now we're hearing the United States military is poised to drop its China virus vaccine mandate as part of this National Defense Authorization Act renewal. When you hear headlines like these, what goes through your mind?
It's what they're supposed to do. Nobody should be forced into these mandates. I mean, they have been dismissing military members left and right over it. And how can you do that? I mean, you're just putting us up for disaster, right? So, but I did hear that they're not going to reinstate any that have already been let go. So hopefully that will change and they'll bring them all back. But that's what everybody needs to do. They need to flip the switch. And everybody realized you shouldn't have done this in the first place, right? There's kind of a thing called the Constitution we're supposed to uphold here.
Yeah, well, you know, that kind of went out the window as we now know that guys like Dr. Fauci sent over representatives to China under the guise of the World Health Organization, and they brought back recommendations Well, this is how China does things. They lock people down, mandatory lockdowns, and anybody who disagrees with the state, not doctors, but the state on how to combat the pandemic, well, they get shouted down or they lose their jobs like you did. I want you to listen to Dr. Aaron Carity. He's a psychologist. He was on the Salcedo Show talking about Fauci shaming dissenting voices. And you are one of these dissenting voices. I want you to listen and then give your reaction. Listen.
That the NIH and specifically his NAIAD division of the NIH funneled money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain of function research on, guess what, coronaviruses through an outfit called EcoHealth Alliance. So Fauci and NAIAD were funding gain of function research first at the University of North Carolina. The administration got word of it. They shut that down. And then that was exported to this lab in China. And we have a whistleblower from EcoHealth Alliance who's disclosed some of those details. And we've got a paper trail in terms of the money that was given through grants. And so Dr. Fauci came out against the lab leak theory, not because it was implausible, but because it could have potentially implicated him. And he attempted to smear any doctor or scientist, however credible, that raised that possibility.
And that smear went all the way down, Jennifer, down the line to local hospitals who were frightened, who bought the propaganda, who decided not to think, and targeted people just like you for termination. When you hear that house of cards falling, what goes through your head?
Well, I love that man, but I knew a lot of that already. And it's just sick how they plan. They knew what they were doing, right? They planned it and they orchestrated it so perfectly, and it initiated it across everywhere. Everybody got involved, and they not only did they not think for themselves, but a lot of big businesses, like the one that fired me, were in for the money. We have a lot of whistleblowers that came out ourselves, and there was a lot of money, a lot of power involved. And unfortunately, instead of doing what was right and what actually worked for people, that is what they were more focused on. And then a lot of your good physicians, nurses, a lot of people in the area that were like, hey, no, stop. You know, this isn't right. We have the scientific data. They shut them down right away. But when you call out Fauci and other people like that to have a discussion and a debate about it, they won't show up, because we've already tried that several times. And they don't like to talk to our side because they realize they can't hold a candle to our debate, basically.
Right. And they can't defend their actions. They can't defend the indefensible. Jennifer Bridges is our guest. She is a registered nurse. She was one of the 400 people fired from Houston Methodist on June 22nd. Her crime, her offense, was refusing to take the China virus jab. So how is your lawsuit going?
Well, it's still in the works. A lot of people, a lot of mainstream media said that we were dismissed, we were done, that Methodist won, which is far from the truth. We had got our federal suit up to the Court of Appeals, the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans, but unfortunately the lawyer we had at the time didn't do as well of a job as he probably should have, so our case got dismissed at that level. But then about a few months ago, I actually hired a new lawyer who I feel is going to take our case much stronger and much solidly. And we're filing this month in the state. And our plan is to work up to the Texas Supreme Court, because I don't know if you've seen, but New York, of all places, has already overturned their mandates and hired their people back with back pay. And that's what it should have happened here first. Texas should have led that way. So that's our goal, not only to hold them accountable for, but try to help everybody in Texas get it overturned and follow what they were supposed to do in the first place.
How many lawmakers have joined you here in the state of Texas, basically calling out Methodist for their rather uninformed and draconian stance?
Oh, I've lost count, seriously. Last year, we actually had a press conference at the Capitol where, if I remember right, I was joined by about 10 House reps and 3 senators at this press conference that we held. And since then, more and more have joined on. I mean, of course, you still have some that support it, but I'd say, gosh, at least 20 or more have now jumped on our side, and they want to stop it. And I'm sure you've seen there's a bill coming across from Brian Harrison and Mays Middleton that's trying to stop it. So finally, and Governor Abbott's jumping on board, starting to support after all this time. So we need these bills passed, and this needs to stop.
Yeah, we talked to Brian Harrison very recently on this program. So, yeah, he's a good man, and he worked for HHS, so he knows the ins and the outs of this regard. Now, you're putting on a fundraiser to help you keep up the fight, and again, make sure that Houston Methodist pays for their lack of vision, pays for their deciding to go draconian rather than remaining American. Tell me about the fundraiser, where it's going to be and when it's going to be and how folks can get involved.
Oh, absolutely. Every few months I try to hold different fundraisers because Methodist has an unlimited amount of money, right? And we don't. And that's what they're counting on. They're counting on basically, it's David versus Goliath, right? They're hoping that after enough time goes by, we'll drop out. So this January 21st, we're doing something fun. We're doing a big clay shoot fundraiser out in Conroe at the Blackwoods Gun Club. And we're having team sign up, individuals. You can go to our website that we have, which is www.guardiansofmedicalchoice.com. And as soon as you get on the head page of our website, you'll see where you can sign up. Our prices are very affordable. We're not asking too much, just enough. We have, if anyone's interested, you can actually go there, see my flyer. You'll even see my phone number. We're looking for a couple more sponsors, raffle items. But we have so many people on board helping us get this fundraiser successful because all the money will go towards helping us pay for this lawsuit.
Right.
And let me tell you, it's so funny. I've even had big, big, big companies within the area donate and sponsor this event. But of course, they tell me, they're like, please keep our name off the banner. I want to stay anonymous because, of course, they don't want to make mad the other side of the field. You know, their other clients.
Right. The woke people.
Support,
yeah.
Yes. Yes. But the amount of support is astronomical.
You know, and that's what the other side, you know, you folks at Houston Methodist and you woke people out there, you don't understand. When with your oppressive tactics, you're pushing us underground. So we're basically, I see this as the left wing has been the subversives for all of these years, and now they're going to turn us into freedom fighters and fighting their totalitarianism. And that's just kind of the dynamic that seems to be evolving. Everybody will back, hoping that the rebels, if you will be the ones who win out. That's going to be us for freedom and for liberty. And they're willing to back us up financially, but they don't want to go on record until we start turning the tide. And folks, you can help turn the tide. Jennifer Bridges, give that web address one more time.
Absolutely. It's our website. It's www.guardiansofmedicalchoice.com. You can go there to see our fundraiser if you want to participate, but if you can't make it, you'll see you can actually jump on our Give, Send, Go as well and donate to our cause. Because trust me, we are far from over and I will never back down and this will not stop. Because just like you said, if enough people don't fight for freedom, I mean, you lose it. And once it's gone, it's not coming back. So you can't let it leave.
Yep.
And Methodist being the number one tyrant in the country who started all this mess, if they're not held accountable, then who else will be?
Yep.
It needs to follow in the footsteps, and everybody can then turn around and take action against their employer.
Folks, State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock, these are those big companies we told you about here recently that are using their massive wealth to implement socialism, to take away freedom and liberty. And Houston Methodist, though not as big as those companies, the dynamic is the same. They've gone woke, they've abandoned American values, and there are those of us out here who believe they ought to pay a steep, steep price so that they understand that Americans do not, that you can either work with Americans or you can work against us, but if you're going to work against us, there's going to be a heavy price to be paid. And Jennifer Bridges, thank you for taking up the mantle and not quitting. A lot of Americans are supporting you out there, and I hope they go onto your website once again and give that support. Merry Christmas, lady.
Oh, absolutely. Merry Christmas to y'all, too. Thank you so much.
Folks, support a good cause and get some clay shooting practice in. That's a great twofer right there. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do yourself a favor. Visit TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Stay informed A lot of you folks around the United States, you want to know what Texas is all about? Go to the Texas Scorecard website, texasscorecard.com. Catch all the big news there. Also, check out chrissalcedo.com. That's where you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows. The one on AM 700 KSEV, that's talk radio. That's morning radio, my friends. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And then, of course, every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV. Hopefully always making you say, So, until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
After a car crash, call the Texas Law Guns at 512-8000. If you've been seriously injured, you can count on the Texas Law Guns to immediately offer assistance, scheduling medical treatment, car repairs, arranging for a rental car, and getting you peace of mind, knowing that you're backed by Javier Villarreal and Alex Begum, whom year after year have been voted the best injury lawyers in Texas and in the nation. Call the Texas Law Guns right now at 512-8000. That's 512-800-0000.